Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Jack, Governor Rick Snyder is asking the federal government for help in responding to the water crisis in Flint. Snyder is sending more than 30 National Guard troops to Flint by Friday. Why did he take this step?
He's actually asking FEMA sort of to coordinate a plan. It's not sort of like full-bore federal assistance at this point. And some people think the whole idea of the National Guard going door-to-door, bringing bottles of water is kind of odd and absurd. And a lawyer from the Upper Peninsula emailed me and said, well, why aren't they investigating the problem instead? But it's clear that Snyder has finally and belatedly realized he's got a major problem on his hands.
He's getting persistent questions about when exactly he knew there was a problem with high lead levels in Flint's tap water. He says he didn't know about the problem until around October 1st. Do you think that's true?
I have no idea, but he certainly should have known something was up. We now know that Dennis Muchmore, his departing chief of staff, wrote him an anguished email on July 22nd. There's also a lot of puzzlement of once he did know on around October the 1st, why didn't he move faster to fire, for example, the head of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, which he finally did December 29th. He was very, very slow to move on this.
How much money do you think Snyder might ask the legislature for to help Flint deal with this crisis?
I have no idea, and I have no idea how much they'd be willing to ante up. The legislature is, of course, controlled by Republicans, none of whom are from Flint, as far as I know. And nobody really knows how much is needed. Jim Ananick, the Democratic Senate Minority Leader, who's also from Flint, told me it might not be that much. It may be $50 million would fix all of the pipes and everything else. But the new mayor of Flint said it could be as high as $1 billion or $1.5 billion. And I don't think anyone's willing to come up with any money till we have some kind of realistic assessment.
How do you think this whole situation will affect Governor Snyder politically?
Well, the question is, how badly will he be hurt, and will he be defined forever by this debacle? People were talking a few months ago as if there is a Republican president next year, maybe Snyder would be Secretary of Commerce or something like that. This could entirely destroy the chance he has for any political prospects. He can't run for governor anymore, of course, because of term limits. But unless he moves faster, I think, to get out of in front of this crisis and do something to defuse it, it is going to define him, and it's not going to be a definition he's going to like.
Let's move to Detroit. There have been ongoing stickouts at Detroit public schools over the past week. Teachers are protesting large class sizes, buildings that are in bad shape, and their pay, among other things. What's the real issue here? Is it class size, teacher pay? What's your take?
The issue is that the Detroit schools are sort of an unholy mess, and Mayor Mike Duggan has no direct control at all over the schools, but he does enforce things like state building codes. He took a tour of some schools yesterday and apparently was appalled by what he saw. There were dead mice laying around, kids wearing their coats and shivering in classrooms because there wasn't any heat. There just isn't any money. The kids have been fleeing the schools, and that's reduced the amount of money they have coming in. There are lots and lots of problems.
Snyder says the state could take action to end the protests if teachers don't return to the classroom soon. What could that look like?
Well, it could look like threats to fire teachers. They don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that because it's just sort of a no-win game for anybody. The teachers say they really didn't want to strike either, but they can't get anyone to pay any attention to them otherwise. And hanging over all this is the fact that Detroit public schools are going to run out of cash entirely about April or May. Now, Governor Snyder has proposed a plan, which I happen to think is a quite sensible and realistic plan to sort of help the schools and split them into two entities, sort of like they did General Motors during the bankruptcy, and make more money available for the classroom. But the legislators indicate they have no interest in going along with that. Well, something's going to have to happen. The rest of Michigan is going to be paying for this one way or another, and we have a legislature that's not willing to fix things until it's too late to have huge cost overruns.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks so much.
Have a great day.